Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight on The Jim Jeffrey Show, I share my unpopular opinions instead of spray painting them on the church like I normally do. Then, privacy is dead. Every step you take, every move you make, they'll be watching you, and don't call the police, I think they're involved. And I go to Hong Kong, where everything you do can affect your citizen score.
So it's like your Uber number, but for everything.
Yeah, judging how good you are as a person.
Sending a dick pic?
Probably bad.
Yeah, probably bad. What if you got a real nice looking dick though?
Still probably bad.
Probably bad.
That's right now on the Jim Jeffrey Show. Let's get this thing started.
Please welcome Jim Jeffrey.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show. I'm Jim Jeffries and we're back. And tonight I'd like to begin the show by mentioning the public feud between James Corden and Bill Maher.
Maher encouraged fat shaming on his HBO show Real Time.
Fat shaming doesn't need to end, needs to make a comeback.
But Corden took the remarks personally.
We know that being overweight isn't good for us, and I've struggled my entire life trying to manage my weight, and I suck at it.
Look, after watching these two, I say I'm the perfect person to speak on this subject because I'm the exact size between James Corden and Bill Maher. So, for lack of a better term, I'd like to weigh in. Look, I'm in two minds about this. Either we should shame everyone or shame no one. They're both right. Bill, you're a smug cunt, and James, you're a fat cunt. Neither are good attributes. Look, I've struggled with weight my whole life, right? The week before this show, I starved myself. In between the hiatus, I gained 20 pounds. In the last few days, I haven't f***ing eaten just to look like f***ing this, right? Food is an addiction like any other addiction, and I would love to live in a world where we don't shame people for it or whatever, but let's be real here. We shame every other addiction in our society. If you're stupid enough to believe that when people who light up a cigarette don't feel like a bag of shit, they're not just breathing in smoke going, what am I doing? How can I do this to myself? How can I do this to my family? Well, they do. Every time a cocaine addict takes a line of coke, they literally have to look at themselves in the mirror. It's a shame that you're fat. I'm sorry. You don't get a pass. You don't. Cigarette packets in other countries have pictures of brown lungs and people losing their feet and all that type of stuff. Coke doesn't have that. Beer should just have a picture of an ugly woman that you might sleep with. This is an actual medical condition. It doesn't matter what your sensibilities are. I watched my mother pass away in the hiatus this summer. My mother struggled with weight her entire life. She made every single excuse under the book. She had chocolate hidden around the house. My mother never sat on the floor with me and played with me. She never got to come out here and see her grandson. She couldn't get on planes for the last 15 years of her life. It was a f***ing tragedy, right? So if you are a smoker, look, or an overeater, or a drinker, or whatever, I would like to live in a utopia where nobody's ashamed about anything and we're all just happy about ourselves, but that's not going to f***ing work. You have to change for your children because they're watching you. So stop smoking, stop drinking, stop doing cocaine and stop eating, you fat c***. Now, maybe that's an unpopular opinion. I have lots of those. It's time to start our new segment called Unpopular Opinions. Staff to submit their own unpopular opinions, and since it's my show, I get to decide if they're right or wrong. And also, everyone in the studio gets to decide because we've given you a voting device. You press agree or disagree. Remember, this is anonymous, so be honest. Here we go. Unpopular opinion number one. It's not that sad when an old person dies. Studio audience, agree or disagree?
Ooh, some of our old watchers are at home going, oh, geez, that's a bit harsh. Turning back to the Golden Girls and watching their Life Alert necklaces and... Look, I think if someone kills someone, your prison sentence should be based on the amount of time that person had left on their life up to the age of 80. So if you murder, like, a six-year-old, you get, like, 74 years in prison, right? But if you murder a 79-year-old, you get 1 year in prison. And if you kill someone over 80, you get told, what are you doing? Wake up yourself. That's not very nice. Next on Popular Opinion. Missionary is the best sex position. Lock in your votes. No, you're wrong! Missionary's underrated! You only need three sexual positions in this world. You need you on top, her on top, and the spoony one where you rut on the side a little bit. Reverse cowgirl is stupid. It's too flashy. Also, with missionary, you can fall asleep inside the person, which is nice. The more you know. I don't care about Notre Dame burning down. Agree or disagree? Don't think, just vote. Yes! Who gave a f*** that some pedophile temple went to the f***ing ground? Churches are shit. They take up too much real estate in the centre of cities. I wasn't upset when I thought it was the university that burned down, killing the ghost of Rudy, who I assume is dead by now. Look, if God didn't care enough to stop the fire, why should I care? The Catholic Church can afford to lose some of their old shit in a fire. So... All right, last one. White people should be shot in the head in front of their families. Please don't vote. Which one of my writers wrote this?
Prove me wrong, Jim.
That's Curtis. He's our one tall writer. That's it for tonight's Unpopular Opinions. Tweet us your own using the hashtag Unpopular Opinions and we'll decide whether you're right or wrong in an upcoming show. Until then, remember, your private thoughts might be f***ed up, but you're not alone. We'll be right back. Welcome back. In Hong Kong, they're holding anti-surveillance rallies and tearing down spy cameras. Here in the US, we just accept that a lack of privacy is a part of life. In the first half of the year, there were nearly 4,000 data breaches exposing over 4 billion records. Breaches have occurred at Capital One, Maryland Department of Labor, Checkers Restaurant, and even bodybuilding.com. Although that might be a misunderstanding. In bodybuilding lingo, I believe breach is when your asshole rips all the way to your neck from straining too hard. It's a bit hypocritical to get mad about it. We give our personal information away voluntarily all day, every day. And even when we know we're being spied on.
A report this week on the tech news website, The Information, says Amazon is considering giving transcripts of Alexa's audio recordings to third-party app developers.
I wonder how much horrible shit I'm saying in private without even realizing it. So I told Alexa to record it all. Alexa, play back the transcript.
I like to consider myself a male feminist. I think white men have operated from a place of privilege for too long and it's time for us to take a back
seat. Shut up, Alexa! I have a reputation to protect. Tech companies don't care about your privacy because you don't care about your privacy. The threat of identity theft is small potatoes compared to the thrill of getting a package delivered the next day.
We are constantly giving up privacy, and we are only going to give up more privacy because we're entering an era of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence depends on data. So we have this constant trade-off. For convenience and for innovation, we give up our privacy.
Let's be honest. We want our privacy invaded just a little bit, don't we? Like when Pornhub records what you watch, so the next time it can offer you the suggestions that you'll like, you know? It's just convenient. Plus, it saves me from having to learn how to spell bukkake.
I always thought it was pronounced bucket eye. Which makes more sense, really, doesn't it? Why worry about having your data stolen? We give it away to Amazon, Facebook, without a second thought. Every time I go into a restaurant, I hand a complete stranger my credit card and then they just walk off with it. If I purchase something over the phone, I read out my credit card number to them, I repeat it, and then they repeat it to a room full of other people. but luckily, if someone steals my card, I have those three secret numbers on the back to protect me. I hope those criminal masterminds who stole it don't crack the code and flip it over. Government agencies, corporations, hackers, everyone already has our info. It's gotten to the point where our best bit of security is putting a tape over the camera on your laptop so you can't be spied on. Tape! Tape is our last bit of defense. But what happens when you're standing in front of a computer that's not your computer and it doesn't have tape on the camera? Here's the only way you can truly be secure. Don't tape the computer. Cover yourself completely in tape. That way no one knows anything about you. Like this. See? Perfectly safe. Isn't that right, Tape Man? Oh! Oh! Tape Man! Note to self, next time make a hole for the mouth and the asshole. We'll be right back. That's our show. Before we go, I talk about how Australia has practically zero gun violence. And I always thought it was because of our strict gun laws. But maybe, just maybe, it's because of this guy.
When Nick Zeglinas went into his local 7-Eleven store for his daily coffee, he walked straight into an unfolding armed robbery. Nick says he made a split-second decision.
Land!
Go for glory, you know, like a try.
With the accused pressed against the counter, 7-Eleven franchisee Ricky Yan called police. Nick says he grabbed the gun, which turned out to be a fake, and threw it to the floor before a second manoeuvre.
I did my MMA. Around the head. That's it, hang on.
This goes on for hours. Look, not all heroes wear capes, but this guy is definitely wearing everything he owns. Pretty sure he got his powers after he was bitten by a radioactive hobo. A lot of people in America say mental health problems are what cause gun violence, but maybe people with mental health problems are the actual solution. The only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a chemical imbalance. Thanks for watching. I'm Jim Jeffries. I think we can all do better. Good night.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.